The 10th Monday of Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. He sat down, and his disciples gathered round him. Then he spoke and began to teach them. Fortunate are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Fortunate are the gentle, they shall possess the land. Fortunate are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Fortunate are the merciful, for they shall find mercy. Fortunate are those with a pure heart, for they shall see God. Fortunate are those who work for peace. They shall be called children of God. Fortunate are those who are persecuted for the cause of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are you when people insult you and persecute you and speak all kinds of evil against you, because you are my followers. Be glad and joyful, for a great reward is kept for you in God. This is how this people persecuted the prophets who lived before you. The commentary for today is from Father Ángel Caldas y Bosch from Salta, in Girona, in Catalonia. Fortunate are those who are poor in spirit. Today, with the proclamation of the Beatitudes, Jesus helps us realize how forgetful we can be, and how we tend to be like children who forget things because they're too busy playing. Jesus feared that all his good news, his words, his gestures, his silences, would be diluted amidst our sins and worries. In the parable of the sower, do you remember the image of the weeds that sprang up with his seeds and choked them? Well, this is why St. Matthew lists the Beatitudes as fundamental principles, so that we never ever forget them. They are a compendium of the new law presented by Jesus. Basic points which help us live a Christian life. The Beatitudes are intended for everybody. The Master is not only teaching his disciples around him. There's no type of person he excludes. He delivers a universal message. However, he emphasizes the disposition we must have and the moral behavior he expects from us. While a definitive salvation is not given in this world, but in the next, we must change right now while we are here. It is necessary that we get used to seeing the crying face of Christ in those who mourn, in those poor of spirit, in the meek at heart, in those who yearn to become saints, in those who have taken a determined determination, as St. Teresa of the child of Jesus like to say, so that we can become sowers of peace and joy. The Beatitudes are the Lord's perfume in the story of man, but also in yours and mine. The last two verses include the presence of the cross, as he invites us to rejoice when, because of him and because of the gospel, things go humanly wrong. For when the coherence of our Christian life is strong enough, we will, then, most probably suffer persecution in a thousand different ways, amid unexpected difficulties and setbacks. St. Matthew's text is emphatic, so be glad and joyful, for a great reward is kept for you in God.